65. Oh, I can't do Here to encounter God. Amen. Amen. Let's go. I need somebody to clap. Hey, this song just says there's power and praise.
There's power in your praise. Open your mouth and don't.
and praise. When you pray, you're breaking every chain. When you pray, somebody pray. You know the Bible says that we execute vengeance upon the enemy with our praise. Amen. I said we execute vengeance with our. Let me teach y'all this part. Let's exalt his name forever. Time to execute your weapon. Everybody put your hands together. Everybody sing. Come on, let's exalt.
Let's exalt his name forever.
Told you, but I need somebody who knows what kind of power you have at your disposal to open your mouth and give God a praise.
Lord, we love you.
Dear God, thank you for everything you've done for my family. Thank you for keeping us safe.
You are good. Lord, we love you.
Lord, it's been rough at times, but you helped us through.
You are good, yeah, yeah.
Please bless other families to make it through bad times.
Lord, we love you.
Lord, bless my dad, my mom, my sister, the president, and all my family and friends.
You are good, yeah.
Lord, bless everyone who hears this CD. If they don't feel good, please help them feel better.
Lord, we love you, yeah.
Lord, bless our country and the troops, my school, and everyone's school.
You are good, yeah, yeah. Lord, we love you.
And most of all, bless someone to be better friends with you because of my dad's music.
You are good.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 525 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown. On this Sunday, June the 18th, Father's Day edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Today we are featuring great men of gospel music. We began with Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Roberson, and Dave Hollister with Never a Day, our New Day theme. The late Reverend Timothy Wright and the New York Fellowship Mass Choir with Enter His Gates, followed by Darwin Hobbs with Power in Praise. We just heard Brian Michelle and Darius Sean Hammond leading us in prayer with Thank You. Yes, we thank you for fathers who fill the role of being fathers for their families during the years, during difficult times. And we pray that this ministry today will be a ministry that will reach the hearts and lives of men out there who need to be fathers to their families, and encourage those who are going through difficult times to continue to hold on to God and do the things that He would have them to do so that their families might flourish and be blessed by God in these days. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today because of the nature of our program, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Your dad out there, give us a call. We'd be glad to dedicate something to him that we already have programmed. And that's the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone and let that be your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And I also invite the many Christians in our listening audience to join in with me as we lift up the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. A lot of great music lined up. We're not going to waste a whole lot of time talking. Whether we say, hopefully it's appropriate and minister to the lives of those who are listening out there. Right now, let's join with Smokey Norfol and his dad, Reverend R.F. Norfol Sr., and the hymn medley here on Sounds of Praise.
I'm going to introduce to the rest of the world my daddy. Come on, Reverend Dr. W. Norfol Sr., would you please come on up to the stage? Come, either way. When I was growing up in Oklahoma and in Arkansas, I was always my father's chief psalmist. Now that was a burden and a blessing. I was the chief psalmist, I was the minister of music, I was the janitor, I was the van driver, I was whatever I needed to be. Because I was the pastor's son. And one of the things I remember is at one point in my life, I decided that, you know, all my friends are doing their thing and I'm stuck at the piano every Sunday morning. I can't go out on Saturday night because if I'm late on Sunday morning, y'all know what I'm saying. And I don't have to paint no picture. The truth of the matter is, I need counseling. I was abused. don't know. It's something about them old school whoopings. It's just a whole different kind of ball game. Amen. Go get your own switch. That ain't big enough. When I was growing up, I thought my daddy was Zorro. He'd undo that belt buckle so quick. All I see was leather going in the air. When it came back down, it was hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, but it blessed me. I am who I am because they loved me enough to discipline me. Amen. Amen. One of the phenomenal things that I recall about growing up as the PK and my father's chief psalmist and armor bearer and cup bearer and... I remember when I was probably about, what was that, 7 or 8 years old, we used to stand next to each other, he in his robe and me with my little suit on. And, you know, the kind where you pull the pocket up and it's a handkerchief. Y'all remember them, don't y'all front? Y'all had Easter suits just like that. You just pulled a pocket out and you had a pocket seal. Amen. But I remember we even have pictures, we have photos of this, but I would stand next to him and he would open his hymn book and I would stand there with my little hymn book and we would sing together and it was an incredible thing. It means so much more, Daddy, now than it ever did then. I was appreciative of the opportunity because I was gifted and anointed to do it, and I just loved it. When you're anointed to do something, you're passionate about it. And so I just loved it, but now I am so incredibly grateful to God to have had the opportunity, in hindsight, to serve in ministry with my daddy. That doesn't happen often anymore. Come on, let's be real. That's not everybody's story anymore. But to know now that I stood next to him and he didn't just tell me how to do it. He showed me how to do it. It was in Bishop Green. It was an incredible blessing. So tonight, we're going to relive yesteryear. Me first. All right. I'm in charge now. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Lord knows I'm just playing. Nervous. Hold on, I got to get it together. Father, I stretch. Come on, y'all know these kind of songs. My hands to thee. Come on, sing it like it was Sunday morning. Y'all playing with it now. No. I know. Thank you, Jesus. If thou withdraw, come on, sing it like you know him. Thyself from thee. Whether shall I go or amazing grace, how sweet When he would do this verse right here.
Praise God.
Praise. Oh, bless your name, God.
I came to praise God.
My Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, praise
God.
I can't speak for nobody else, but I came. He deserves it, and he's worthy. I wanna. Hallelujah. Come on, give it up for Dr. W. Arnolfo Sr., my daddy.
I hear the clock beat, pull me out of my sleep. Tell me there's a day ahead of me. Trying to wake up, sipping on a hot cup with the little lady in green. All of me, and fill me up with your love. Love, take these words that I'm speaking. Love, take these thoughts that I'm thinking. Love, take me over. Love, fill up all of my space. And love, stand right here in my place. Love, hear this prayer that I'm praying. Love, take me over. Love, take me over. Only show love when I really know how loved I am. When it overtakes me, then it animates me, flowing from my heart into my hands. So I'm praying, Father, help my heart believe that right now you're singing over me and fill me up with your love.
Glory, hallelujah,
is to our God.
Every praise. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Top hits on Sounds of Praise for the year 2013. Bishop Ezekiah Walker and LSC with Every Praise. And on this, at 5:47 here on WNFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry. And on this Father's Day special, we are featuring great men of gospel music. Anaje Jefferson and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir coming up next. And this is Christ the King. Here on Sounds of Praise.
We thank you for that grace that has saved you, that's rescued you. Could you put your hands together with us?
King,
my everything to you. Oh, Christ
the King,
the King, yeah.
Y'all say this with me.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
Y'all try.
Alright, alright.
It's gonna be.
It's gonna be alright.
One more time, say it with him.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
It will be.
Alright.
It will be.
Alright.
You're gonna make it.
Make it through. Even the darkest night.
Well, you might have to cry, but don't
give up the fight.
Know that this is not the end. Wait and see, it will be alright.
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 Life can bring its share of pain. Enough to make you doubt whether life is worth the living here. And if you go through it, can you still make it out? There is an answer. It will be
all right.
It will be
all right.
To cry,
but don't give up the fight.
Know that this is not the end,
not the end, not the end.
Wait and see, it will be alright.
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 Time can deal with tests and trials that no
victory,
not a victim.
All right.
I said you're a victor and not a
y'all don't mind it here, I'm gonna need a little more time to tell you, to present my evidence for why I believe it will be all right. I need to tell you that I've been through some dark nights. And those dark nights went in the weary days. And truth be told, some of them days I felt like giving up, walking away, throwing in the towel. But then I remember who God is to me. Of my strength, and he gives me strength to win this fight. But even when I'm too weak to face the battle, he is a keeper who can make everything all right. Ask me how I know.